I'm not really comfortable discussing this in detail. What I did, it's not me. It's not the person I normally am. So I'll just, give you the basics, and maybe there are some other guys on the team who had similar experiences, and they can add more details for you. Fuck, were there other guys with similar experiences? No idea. Phil Jackson and I were really close, and we loved to clown around. Somehow, we developed this bit where we joke around that the only thing that could help us relax before the game was sucking each other off. And part of our joke, our routine, was that we'd raise the stakes every time. Like, we'd list different places in MSG we'd want to suck each other off. The showers, the laundry room, the VIP box, the industrial kitchen using popcorn butter as lube. The other guys would join in sometimes, egging us on. Everyone thought it was so funny. These boys gotta relax and then we'll get to the playoffs. Just blow a load and then we'll get the title. I always thought I was a funny guy, being honest here. But I was also shy, and 1973 was my first year on the Knicks. So it felt good to have Phil bring me out of my shell like that, even if the way people got to know me was through dick-sucking jokes. One Friday, Phil and I came in early to lift weights, and it felt like something was up between us. I don't know, maybe it was the humidity or the day I'd been having at home. There was something. Even today, I fucking swear there was something. So when Phil finished his set and started riffing on all the tension he had building up inside him before the 76ers game, I leaned over his bench and, Jesus fucking Christ, I kissed him. There are things you remember about physical encounters and things you don't. I think back on when I lost my virginity and I don't remember anything except for what time it was, which was 4:30. With my college girlfriend, it's better. I can recall whole pieces of the conversations we had laying in bed, about the towns we grew up in, and what her Italian family liked to eat. With Phil, the big thing I remember is how his mustache felt, the tiny hairs prickling into my skin. And I fucking swear, he opened his mouth and a tiny little goddamn bit of his tongue poked out before he pulled away. He kissed me back. I know it. "My brother," he said. I thought we were on the same page. It was a joke. The joke was a ritual. Something to make us feel less stressed before the game. What? I'm not like Phil. I'm not a scholar or whatever. But I knew it wasn't just a ritual. I couldn't keep up to articulate a reply. I was stunned. "I feel so close to you, my man. I think you're funny. You've got great basketball IQ. You're so handsome. But it's not like that with us, right?" Phil smiled at me like he was looking for reassurance. "Plus, you got that babe new wife back home, huh?" Jesus fucking fuck. Thinking about it all these years later, my stomach still drops to my feet. "Good luck ritual?" Ha! Fuck luck. I missed every shot when I was on the court with him, and pretty soon the front office traded me. My wife and I had to move to Indiana. So yeah, I exploded my life over some joke with Phil Jackson. But I hear he's doing great.